Walk through the market streets in any Morocco town or city, and you'll hear a number of different languages being spoken. Moroccans seem to switch dialects, languages, and even alphabets with ease, which Mohamed Nouishi, a Fezzian in Marrakesh, puts down to the country's persistent multiculturalism.
In Morocco, like, we have different place or different village or different city, especially like if you go into Casablanca with Moroccan family and they come to Fez and they come to Marrakesh or Sawera, you see like different culture from different city, from the original the people. In Marrakesh, the almost like 75% it's Berber. In Fez, it's different. 75% it's Arab and 25% Berber. That, the mix.
European languages have a strong hold across much of the country. Mohamed Ali from the northern town of Chechaouen speaks 5 languages and is currently working on his 6th, Chinese. He explains why a century after the end of Spanish rule, the language is still such a common sound on the streets.
Most of people here speak Spanish because we had Spanish colonization before and because we are so close, so the connection here is really strong.
And why do you think still people choose to learn Spanish here rather than English or French?
They don't learn it actually. We still have a huge vocabulary left from colonization and culture too. So it means they listen more Spanish songs, they watch more Spanish movies, and they learn just by practicing. I can tell that maybe 90% of them, they never study Spanish before.
20,000 Moroccans speak Spanish, but the European language that still has the strongest hold is French, with half the population speaking it alongside their mother tongues of Moroccan Arabic, Hassaniya, Tashilhit, Tamaziyat or Tarifat, to name but a few. Abdel Shakari, a professor of language at Alaqan University in Afran, explains the origins.
The history of Morocco, by being in the northwest of Africa, we were facing different cultures, civilizations, and it's what we called a bath of languages, because we have the Amazigh, we do have the Byzantine, the Phoenician, we had the Spanish, the Portuguese, we had the French. So all these, they were part of our culture. Also, the feeling that in Morocco is very close to Spain, it gives the Moroccans the feeling that they are very close to Europe than to the Arab world.
Despite the openness to new languages and the consciousness of the people, the country's illiteracy rate is still high. After colonization, a process of elevating the importance and use of Arabic in place of French in schools has had mixed results.
In Morocco, we still have this problem with neglecting the mother tongues. After the independence, there was a big demand of Arabizing the whole educative system, public administrations, and we pushed for that. But the result that we gained from that, they were not as successful as we were expecting, because the Arabization was just from the primary school to the high school. The university, we did not get to Arabize, and students who succeed in the high school, when they get to the universities, they don't have the language. So you start with the first confusion, why we're Arabizing a system just partially. So we created like a kind of clash between those who are Arabized and those who are not, and who we're paying for that is students.
The debate has become intensely politicized. Professor Shakari thinks this has been detrimental to the country's future.
Politics, who would participate in the debate, are not linguists, they're just politicians. So what can you expect? Imagine that you're having a disease in the country and you are inviting those who are not experts in medicine and you are expecting them to be those who are making the reform, making the decision. I think that an effort should be made in coinciding between experts and politics, not just politics. And what we see in recent years is more politics than research issues.
But as the government ploughs ahead with plans to stop putting French on many of the country's road signs, the politics doesn't seem to have left the debate just yet. Nancy Fleming for RFI in Ifrane, Morocco.